next on the 5 o'clock report.
He had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7.
These kids are a couple minutes from our house.
This is an all hands on deck effort.
Your pension you earned will be there.
Yes, it's legal.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. A federal mission to target crime is concluding with 1,500 fugitives and gang members arrested in 10 cities.
We are incredibly grateful for the efforts to take the most dangerous shooters off the street.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the U.S. Marshals Service Operation North Star focused on American cities with high gun violence rates. They include Washington, D.C., New York City, L.A., Baltimore, and Chicago. Garland reacting to the Highland Park, Illinois parade shooting.
Just another horrific reminder of the violence and particularly the gun violence that we face, and that we must do everything in our power to end. We don't need any more reminders of this.
The man charged with killing several people at that parade considered a second mass shooting the same day.
His motivation isn't necessarily clear. I don't want to go specifically into what he told investigators. However, he had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7, and inverse was 7-4.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt says Robert Cremo III came upon a 4th of July celebration in Madison, Wisconsin, and was going to open fire on that event.
Indications are that he hadn't put enough thought and research into it.
Madison is just over 2 hours away from Highland Park. 8 people are now dead from Monday's attack. Cremo has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder and is being held without bond. The shooter has similarities to both gunmen in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The so-called lone wolf attacks are deemed impossible to predict.
How do you really distinguish somebody writing their next novel versus somebody that actually intends to carry it out?
Tarleton State University criminology professor Alex Del Carmen says so much is said on social media and there isn't the manpower to track it all down.
Instead of looking at the ocean, you look at, 5,000 miles worth of ocean and you're still trying to find one fish.
Del Carmen notes, despite red flags, the Constitution protects free speech. Officials from 9 Texas border counties want to declare an invasion at the border. Mark Mayfield reports.
They claim the federal government isn't doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration. The goal of declaring an invasion is to invoke war powers and give state law enforcement the legal right to deport migrants. The nation's immigration laws are solely the responsibility of the federal government, which recorded nearly 130,000 crossings into Texas in March alone.
President Biden speaking in Cleveland, Ohio today, highlighting pension plan relief in the massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year.
When it's time to retire, your pension you earned will be there, knowing that together with their Social Security benefits, that pension will continue a good middle-class life for you in retirement.
The proposal aims to protect millions of workers in multi-employer pension plans who face significant cuts in benefits. President Biden now with a 36% approval rating based on the latest Monmouth poll. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio surprised it's that high.
We had, stable pricing. We now have a 41-year high inflation rate. We had energy independence. We now got $5 gas.
Meanwhile, President Biden has called the wife of NBA star Brittany Griner about Griner's captivity in Russia.
The vice president participated in this discussion as well, as the administration has been really trying to stress that this is an all-hands-on-deck effort to try to secure Griner's release.
NBC's Mike Mamoli reports a statement says Mr. Biden told Sherelle Griner he's working to secure release as soon as possible, along with other U.S. nationals who are wrongfully detained or held hostage in Russia and around the world.
Russia is in no mood to really consider any deal until this so-called trial that Griner is now facing reaches its conclusion.
Sherelle Griner has also talked with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. And mortgage demand fell last week, even as interest rates sank for the second week in a row. Rates dropped to 5.74%, but total mortgage applications fell 5.4%. Applications for loans to buy homes were down 4% last week and 17% lower than the same time last year. Still to come this Wednesday, expanding rail service in PA, taking aim at trafficking in New York, and reading the Bible in public schools.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The call for tonight, patchy clouds and starlight, comfortably cool, low temperatures mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, some sunshine, though there could be a shower south of Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania. High temperatures ranging near just over 80. Friday, clouds, some sun, a couple of scattered showers, particularly Twin Tiers and south, with high temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. And again, the weekend looks nice.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Passenger rail service will be expanding in Pennsylvania. Matt Price with the Huntington Valley Visitors Bureau tells WTAJ.
It's a matter of convenience both for locals and for travelers to be able to come and go in the same day.
An agreement with PennDOT and Norfolk Southern Corporation anticipates increasing Amtrak passenger service throughout the state.
People live in New York City and Manhattan don't necessarily own a car. Same with Center City, Philadelphia, and even Pittsburgh. So they rely on public transportation where they live.
More than $200 million in infrastructure and safety upgrades are slated from state transportation funds in the coming years. The Empire State's Attorney General is taking aim at stopping human trafficking. We get details from Family Life's Mark Webster.
Yeah, AG Tish James has provided the state's hotel and tourism associations with cards containing human trafficking information and hotline numbers, which she says they're obligated to post in clearly visible locations. Traffickers rely on the hospitality industry to move, control, and deliver victims of commercial sex or forced labor. A recent federal human trafficking report revealed 57% of all trafficking victims last year were minors, and 92% were sex trafficking cases. Mark Webster, Family Life News.
Thank you, Mark. PA lawmakers back in Harrisburg today trying to put the finishing touches on the state budget. They returned to negotiations after missing the June 30th deadline. Both Republicans and Democrats in the state House and Senate are expressing optimism an agreement can be reached by the end of the week. Sticking points have included an increase in education funding and monies for the University of Pittsburgh over research it does with fetal tissue. Next at 5, Corey Pennypacker with Bible to School, a Lancaster County nonprofit that seeks to get the Bible and Christian teaching back into public schools.
Bible to School, we teach communities, families, how to teach the Bible to public school kids during their school day. Yes, it's legal during their school day. And we use something called the Federal Release Time Court Rulings, upheld by the Supreme Court and the Constitution. So it's over lunch and recess, usually, and we can teach the Bible to public school children.
What is it that you do as part of this training to be able to allow children to share the gospel during the school hours, which, as you mentioned, might come as a shock, unfortunately, in this day and age?
It is. It's the best kept secret. To make it legal in all 50 states federally is that you have to be off-site. So we walk the children across the street to a church or bus them to a nearby church that has to have parental permission, and no tax dollars can be used. So those are the three things that make it legal. And we have tools and we have coaching that we do, and we teach people how to do this in their community. And we're just getting started. We've been doing this for over 40 years ourselves in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And a couple of years ago, we were a bunch of moms and we said, why don't we teach everybody else how to do this? And there's so many God stories have been spreading across Pennsylvania. This little boy named Gabriel, I was teaching in the class, and Gabriel had accepted Christ as his Savior. And we were all like, wow, this is awesome. He chose Jesus. And he came back to my small group, and I said, hey, Gabriel, man, this is amazing what you did. And he said, yes. And then he said something that I never will forget, and I get choked up every time I think about it. He said, I've always wanted to know how to get to heaven, but no one's ever told me. And I thought, wow, these kids are a couple minutes from our house, you know, in our communities, and they don't know. And 60% of our children, because we do it in the middle of the school day, have no church home. So we are hitting the kids that don't really go to church.
And you could say that there's a direct correlation to the lack of church, the lack of the gospel being spread to these kids so in need, and some of the problems, some of the issues that are going on in our society today.
Yeah, kids, the society is kind of attacking their identity. And if your identity is in Christ, you're kind of immovable. So I know there's one little girl who came in and she was writing and writing and writing, and she had a little notebook and all the way through the program. And we said, what are you doing? And she said, well, I want to know about God, and I want to be able to tell my dad because he wants to know about God. Mm. And I thought, wow, we're not only reaching the kids, we're reaching the families, because it is confusing out there right now, but the gospel is rock solid, and we are very excited to be able to teach people how to do this.
What are some of the resources and tools that you offer as part of this kit, as part of the training, you name it?
store, we have second grade Old Testament curriculum, third grade New Testament curriculum, and fourth grade discipleship curriculum. And we have all the teaching tools you need to get that done, and how to recruit volunteers, how to talk to principals. We have a website. We have coaching. So we will help you learn how to build your team in your community. We had a group near Pittsburgh who started with one little class, and now there's over 250 kids. There's five schools. They're doing Bible to school, and we are very excited at the God stories. One little girl accepted Christ as her Savior, then got baptized and started going to church, dragged her grandmother to church, and then the grandmother ended up getting baptized as well. I have one other God story to tell you. It was something that happened at Easter time. Easter, we actually have a movie that we show of Jesus. And some of the kids have seen a lot of movies, but they've never seen a movie of Jesus. And we do it in segments each week. And we did 20-minute segment, and the kids were asking questions afterwards. And the one little girl raised her hand and said, "What was Jesus doing with that little girl that was sleeping?" And I said, "Honey, she wasn't sleeping. She was dead, and Jesus raised her to life." And a couple weeks, you're going to see where Jesus raised himself to life. And just for us to save us from our sins, their eyes got big, Brandon. And one by one around the table, these little girls accepted Christ as their Savior. In the middle of the week, in the middle of a school day, their lives were changed.
That's Corey Pennypacker with the nonprofit Bible to School, speaking with Family Life's Brandon Dixon. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcast. Now time for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Markets were up slightly today, that after sitting in the red through the morning until Federal Reserve minutes were released early this afternoon that reaffirmed the Fed's intention to fight inflation with continued tightening policies. Crude oil took a dip today, remaining under $100 a barrel. The Dow is up 69 points, the NASDAQ rose 39, and the S&P 500 gained 13. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Contentment in the biblical sense is about trusting God for everything you need. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. The Apostle Paul suggested that contentment is something we have to learn. It doesn't come naturally. Here are three things that will, over time, help you move toward contentment. First, establish the habit of giving. Giving takes your eyes off yourself as you become concerned with the needs of others. Second, develop a thankful attitude for what God has already given you. And finally, reject a fearful spirit. Don't get trapped in the what if this and what if that cycle. Yes, God does want us to prepare for the future, but he doesn't want us to live in fear about the future. So give, be thankful, and reject fear. And like Paul, you'll learn to be content. Connect with a certified Kingdom Advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A comfortably cool night is ahead. We expect fair skies for most of tomorrow for most of the area. A weak front could tie with us, produce a couple scattered showers as we head into Friday morning. That high pressure looks to dominate the weekend. The call for tonight, patchy clouds and starlight. Comfortably cool, low temperatures, mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, some sunshine, though there could be a shower south of Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania. High temperatures ranging near just over 80. Friday, clouds, some sun, a couple of scattered showers, particularly Twin Tiers and south, with high temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. And again, the weekend looks nice.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, this weekend, thousands will gather to lift the name of Jesus in the Steel City. Family Life's Brian Query reports.
This Sunday, July 10th, Heinz Field in Pittsburgh will play host to Pittsburgh Praise. This event is being billed as an event to bring a whole city, a whole region, to come together to pray. While the stadium normally hosts tens of thousands of football fans, organizers are hoping to fill the stadium with worshipers. This event will include worship, bringing of the word, prayer, and much more. The purpose of the event is to bring together believers of a wide variety of backgrounds to worship together and to pray for Pittsburgh, regardless of Christian affiliation, denomination, or background. Gates will open at 1 p.m. and the event runs from 2 to 4. There will also be worship in the parking lot prior to the event. Interested individuals, churches, and worship organizations are encouraged to register and can find out more at PittsburghPraise.com. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian. Praying and praise is good anytime. And that's the world we live in this 6th of July. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.